Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us.
Going on, you got the itching still, so we're going to cover you more with that during this season.
The other medicine's been okay. Let me see how things are sounding here.
Dr. Robert Donovan is the founder of the Center for Respite Care based in Ohio, USA, which offers holistic medical care to homeless people. He is a member of the Catholic Society of Mary, an international religious order of men who also serve the less fortunate communities around them. Dr. Donovan has made it his mission over the past 21 years to administer free medical treatment to alleviate the suffering of the less fortunate. Dr. Donovan was the first physician to work on the center's Hospital on Wheels beginning in 1988, which travels from shelter to shelter, offering assistance free of charge to mainly homeless people who are almost always uninsured.
Now, does that cream that last too long enough?
Yes, it do.
Okay. All right. Get all those things together. Great.
Dr. Donovan does a good job, and I like to say thank him for all those homeless people because the neighborhood needs doctors like him around here, and that's true.
Like, I've done this for over 20 years, and it builds me up. It builds my faith. I enjoy doing it.
For his love, humility, and dedication to helping those in need, Dr. Donovan received the Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Present for the ceremony were Dr. Donovan's colleagues, friends, and family, including his mother, Mrs. Catherine Donovan, and Aunt Rita, fellow Marianist brothers Mike and Mitch, as well as the director of the Cincinnati Health Network, Kate Bennett, and the executive director of the Center for Respite Care, Mary Beth Meyer. Let us meet Dr. Donovan now.
I'm Bob Donovan. I'm a family physician and a Marianist brother, and I'm the medical director of the Cincinnati Healthcare for the Homeless program. My practice is scattered all over the greater Cincinnati area. I work for the Health Resource Center, which is in our neighborhood of Over the Rhine, and that's a clinic that works mostly with mental health issues and primary care. I work at the Center for Respite Care, which is a 24/7 facility for homeless people recovering from medical illnesses. For the Pike Street Clinic in Covington, Kentucky, which is another primary care clinic. And for the Mobile Medical Van, which is a 40-foot truck, which has been converted into a medical office, which goes from shelter to shelter on a fixed weekly basis.
A much appreciated and busy doctor is also a volunteer for the Peasley Center in the Over the Rhine neighborhood. He serves on the National Healthcare for the Homeless Clinicians Network Steering Committee, working to increase the program's ability to care for homeless people at a national level.
What inspired you in the beginning?
After I finished my residency program, at that time I was trying to come up with something where I'd combine the spiritual part of me with the medical part of me, and ended up going into a private practice, which was excellent. It was a very enjoyable practice. I had great partners and colleagues that worked with me. But I continued to have that nagging interest to combine the two sides of me and to help people who are in more of need of care who didn't have access.
To better focus on his spirituality, Dr. Donovan joined the Marianist Religious Order. While deciding which type of ministry he would enter, the Health Center for the Homeless program began in Cincinnati, Ohio. He became a staff member, part-time at first, and stayed for the next 21 years. What keeps him going, he shares, is the inspiration he finds in Lord Jesus.
My inspiration is the way of Jesus, which I think is the way of love and compassion and healing. I've always been a follower throughout my life, and I think I've seen over time that the way of Jesus is indeed the way of compassion and unconditional love. And Jesus tells us about God by that God is unconditional love. And that's how I am trying to be in my life, is to present that God, unconditional love, to everyone that I meet.
Up next is the Shining World Compassion Award ceremony for Dr. Donovan, who also receives a loving donation from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We'll be right back. Welcome back to today's program honoring the Shining World Compassion Award recipient, Dr. Robert Donovan. He now talks about some of the success stories during the course of his work.
First, I'd just like to say something simple, because sometimes simple tells about the nature of what we do in the Healthcare for the Homeless programs. This week, James came to see me at one of the clinics, and as he was walking to the exam room, I noticed he was limping. And I helped him take off his shoes and socks, and like with many homeless people who have little access to getting good shoes, and they wear the same shoes for months and months and months, and socks don't get washed very often, we got his shoes and socks off, and he had very large bunions on his feet, so over time his toes had become very deformed in his shoes, and he had calluses on many parts of his feet. So I gently trimmed the calluses on his feet and helped him back on with his shoes and socks. And he got up and this big smile came on his face, and he grabbed my hand and he said, "Thank you, Doc, God bless you," and walked out without a limp. That's the kind of thing that's simple, but that's the kind of caring, compassionate, professional kind of care we try to do.
It's very rewarding.
Very much. That's one of the things to do where you get immediate feedback from people on what we do.
Dr. Donovan recounts another memorable story which suggests how valuable the Health Center for the Homeless program has become, making a world of difference for patients' day-to-day lives.
We had a gentleman who came on the MedVan program a couple times who had injured his knee because he has no insurance, and almost none of the people we see have any health insurance at all. He wasn't able to get the surgery to fix his knee, and he had been working before his injury. After his injury, he couldn't walk, so he was unable to work. So we accepted him into our program at the Center for Respite Care, where he waited the surgery. It was a little more complicated than all that to finally get him into the orthopedic doctor the day of the surgery, but finally he did. After he recovered from surgery, he came back to us at the respite center, went to physical therapy, and now is able to walk. It was a wonderful success story for us.
Dr. Donovan is loved and admired by those who come into contact with him. His colleague, Mary Beth Meyer, describes him as follows.
My name is Mary Beth Meyer. I'm the executive director of the Center for Respite Care
and Bob is the medical director of our facility as well as the other healthcare for the homeless programs. I first met Bob about 6 years ago, and I was so struck by his gentleness and his kindness, his tenderness, his love and compassion for everyone, and his humility. He's such an amazing doctor and such an amazing person.
I was wondering if you could tell us, how is he as a son? He must be so proud.
I am very, very proud.
I didn't really have any problems with him. He was a good son. He was kind of religious. When he was in college, I remember him going to St. Bartholomew with a Bible in his hand. So I knew he had something in mind there. He has just accelerated so far with being so kind, and he's very humble and compassionate.
Well, he must get that from somewhere.
Well, a little from me, but he did a lot on his own.
As the award plaque read, in recognition of unconditional heartfelt kindness and selfless sacrifice, nurturing spirits and healing hearts with tenderness, warmth, and loving attention. Dr. Robert Donovan was presented with the Shining World Compassion Award.
Dr. Donovan, your caring spirit and wonderful example of unconditional service to others has touched us and encourages people to care for one another with greater consideration and loving respect. May heaven's grace and abundant blessings be with you and your center's noble and dedicated team of medical angels. For selflessly providing for the needs of the poor and less fortunate, for your exceptional level of care and respect for your patients, for your commitment, wisdom, and kind-hearted generosity, and uplifting our world with your inspirational example of true love in action, we hereby applaud and celebrate the compassionate deeds of Bob Donovan, M.D. With great honor, love, and blessings, the Supreme Master, Qinghai.
Dr. Donovan received the Crystal Award plaque for the Shining World Compassion Award. In addition, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $20,000 U.S. in contribution to the Center for Respite Care and the MedVan of Cincinnati. Dr. Donovan wishes to convey his gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai.
I'd like to thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her mission and ministry of love and compassion to our world. It's such a great need, and having this available to our world is tremendous. And then secondly, I'd like to thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing me to be a part of her mission and ministry by giving me this wonderful award. And I hope by this that more people will come to understand something about homelessness, and through that, to be able to end this problem in our city, in our country, and in our world.
May heaven shower blessings upon you, Dr. Donovan, and we thank you so much for all you do. Wishing you and your devoted staff members plentiful strength and faith to continue your marvelous work. May God bless you evermore. Gracious viewers, thank you for your company on this program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.